What you're about to listen to was originally broadcast on 98.5 Sunshine FM, Perth, Western Australia. For details, go to the website 98five.com.
Yeah, and you are home with Elson Goh from EG Financial Services. Welcome to the studio.
Good morning, mate.
Nice to have you back.
Good to be back.
Here we are having a chat after the big announcement. Da-da-da-da, interest rate rise.
Yes, yes. I think this time round, it was quite interesting because they surveyed more than 30 over economists.
Oh, yeah.
And none of them predicted such a huge rise. And I think that's where, it's like...
That is actually quite funny.
It's like the experts 30. Got it wrong.
See, there you go. We'll come back and chat about that. 30 experts...
More than 30.
30X. These are highly intelligent economists.
Correct.
They all got it wrong.
They all got it wrong.
Well, you know what? I've been saying it for years, Elson. How hard can it be?
And I think that's the reason why we are seeing quite a lot of news articles in the media. Because, if the experts cannot get it right, something is wrong.
That's absolutely.
So the RBA has already expressed that they are looking at a 2.5% interest rate target. So that's what they want, in the short term.
Okay? Oh, so that's where they want to get to.
Correct.
2.5.
Now, whilst the experts are surprised, I don't think any mortgage payer would be. If you look at, say, for example, you look at the last, 10 years, 2010s, we were hovering around the 5.8%.
Oh, yeah.
The early 2000s, 6 to 8%.
Right, was it and, that? Okay.
Yeah, and then the 1990s.
Yes. I have no idea. it's a long time ago. 1990, we would have been up around 9%, 10%.
Yes, spot on. Okay. 7 to 14.
Okay.
And then the 1980s. 9 to 17%.
Hello, listening. If you weren't even born then, yes, we were paying.
Yeah. Forget about housing affordability. It's mortgage affordability. 17%.
I'm sure there'd be people listening today. They're going, yes, I remember those days.
Yes.
It peaked at about 18.
Correct.
18%.
Yep.
People were selling their homes.
It was.
They just couldn't afford to pay them.
It was crazy back
Let's
then.
Hope we don't get back to those days.
No, well, never say never.
That's true.
No,
that's
but true. But if you look at the past, I would say 40, 50 years, it's always been hovering around 8 to 10%, or 6 to 10%, around there.
Do you reckon we'll get back to those figures?
For sure. If you look at, when homeowners take up a mortgage, it's 25, 30 years.
Yeah.
It's never 5, 10 years. It's always a long period of time. And you cannot expect that we are going to remain on emergency levels. In our household, for us, emergency is pizza.
Right.
Okay, so when the kids see pizza on the table, go, oh, it's an emergency dinner now.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah. And well, that's our go-to emergency, right?
Yeah, yeah.
But the kids will lap it up because they know it's an emergency. It doesn't happen often.
Right.
And if it happens, enjoy it, right?
Hang on. How many emergencies are you having?
No, not often.
You're not going to share that,
are you? No, no. Not often, Mike. Not often. But here's the thing, They know, and I've instructed them, they know that they don't grow up well on emergency pizzas.
Yeah. Okay.
Just as the economy is not going to grow well if we are going to remain at emergency levels.
Okay.
And we have been at emergency levels. But it's not going to remain going forward.
We'll take a break. Well, I know one thing is if we want to know what the interest rates are going to be, we're not going to go back to those same 30 economists, are we?
Yeah. No.
And ask them, what do you reckon? Love to hear from you today. 9313 0985. How are you going with your mortgage? Are you concerned about the rising interest rates? We're going to talk about some strategies after this one. 98.5. This is Weekdays with Mike. Elson goes with me. We're talking about the latest interest rise. Now, Elson, how do you get a job as an economist, first of all?
Because you need a dartboard. You need a dartboard.
I reckon I qualify.
Hey. I've got friends who are economists.
Is that right?
Yeah.
I'm sure they're very intelligent people.
Okay, they are.
Now, let's get back. So the most effective strategy regarding if you are concerned about the interest rate rise last month, and it's going to continue for the next few.
Yes.
Now, what are some of the things?
Okay, so you should be paying at the moment with for a no-frills home loan in the low 2%. Okay, that's what you should be paying.
Okay, so it should have a 2 in front of it.
Yes.
Not a 3.
Not a 3, okay? And okay. And if you want some bells and whistles, like an offset account, you're probably paying something like a 2.5%.
Still in the 2s?
Yeah, still in the 2s.
Okay.
Even with the full bells and whistles.
Yep.
Now, so here's the most effective strategy.
Okay.
Single most. This
we're,
is
we're all ears,
you know, and I can in my walk as a financial planner, a lot of people don't know what they are paying on their home loans. Okay, that's the majority, I would say.
Really? That surprises me.
That's a lot, you know. Sometimes and I ask
more than 50%?
Way more than 50%.
Really?
And sometimes I will ask them, you know, is it a fixed or is it a variable? Oh, I'm not sure. When did you just do your loan? Last month. You know, so,
right.
So
it's, okay. You know,
it is a big process to do that loan, but after that they just go
so we should know.
They somehow it just gone off their mind and they don't think about it anymore.
Okay.
But a home loan is not one of those things that you set and forget. It's something that you have to revisit again and again. So the most effective strategy, the number one thing that you can do, that all listeners can do right now, is to go and hassle your bank or your broker.
It's as simple as that.
Yes. You
pick up the phone.
You call them and you say, hey, can I get a better rate? And if they say no, you say, why not?
I love that. Just so simple.
Hey, no, you'd be surprised. Banks actually do tell you why not.
They do?
Yes. I have made that phone call myself. Yeah. And I've asked, why not? Mm. And they said, oh, Mr. Goh, you have just called within the last 4 months. We only review your loan when it's been more than 8 months.
you're a serial pest to the banks.
Hey, they are being paid to look after you. Mm. And sometimes, because they've got so many customers, you might get missed. You be proactive.
Give them a call.
Give them a call.
And you simply just ask.
You ask, can I get a better rate? And if the answer is no, you ask why not, and they'll tell you the conditions at which it could be. There could be other factors there.
They'd be reading off a script, surely a standard answer.
There would be.
You would suspect,
but all the time they will only give the discounts. When asked,
really,
they will never give a discount, right? If nobody asks,
so you have to ask.
You have to ask because it's a 30-year loan. And if you don't, if you just continue paying and you don't make any comments, there's no reason they'll offer you a discount. They don't call you up and say, hey, can I offer you a discount, please?
Of course.
You're happy to pay. I'm happy to receive. That's what the banks are.
Now, you mentioned the broker as well. So if you haven't dealt with your bank, and I've only used a broker for most of the, the last whatever. So would you ask the same question to your
for
broker?
Sure.
Go and work for me and find me.
Correct.
Either existing bank or a potentially another bank?
Correct. And then if you want a big savings, then you must be prepared to do some work.
We should call a bank. That'd be funny, wouldn't it?
and pretend that we have got a home loan.
Hello. Just actually, we'll take a break. We'll come back. I was keen to ask you about fixed or no fixed, or do you fix your rates or do you leave it variable? We'll take a break. We'll come back in. Or have you got a short answer for that?
Well, the answer is that it's too late right now.
Oh,
it's too late. It's too late to fix your loan. But for people who want that kind of certainty, if you have got a uncertainty in your work, in your employment, and you think, I want to keep my rates at a certain level, then by all means fix it. But when you fix it, you are throwing away all the other options. You cannot move. There's a huge penalty.
Locks you in.
Correct. And then you've got no options available.
Yeah. Okay. So that's your disadvantage. Mm. We'll take a break. You're on 98.5. This is Weekdays with Mike. Elson goes with me from EG Financial Services. Elson, we've got so much to unpack here.
Yeah.
We're so topical too with the interest rates.
No, and we have been getting quite a lot of emails from clients.
Concerned?
Correct. And they're genuinely very worried for the fact that, they keep on hearing that the property prices are going to fall like crazy and interest rates are going to go the opposite way. So the, you know, in general, I think the anxiety levels have increased quite a fair bit.
And so in some cases, it may not be as bad as what people think.
Yes, that is correct. But you must also understand that we have a cohort of mortgage payers who, A, have not seen the crazy rates that we have had in the past.
Yeah.
And B, they have taken up the no-deposit home loans. So they have really taken up a huge loan. And they are genuinely afraid that, you know, if the property prices were to drop, they would have no wiggle room. There's no buffer at all.
But the prices dropping only impact you if you're going to sell.
Correct.
So
in the long term, so if you are going to stay put in your family home, then in 20, 25 years' time, it's going to be okay.
Yeah.
But for those who have got very little equity, and if prices were to drop, you have got no options, because if you haven't built up a natural buffer yourself, if you've not paid out your loan, then really you can't sell. I think that's where some people might feel that, oh dear, that's closing some doors, especially when it comes to school kids, you know, and you want to pick a suburb for schooling, you might want to move or things like that. Yeah. So the options might be limited. I mean, the bottom line is, I suppose, at that point, you would have to have a long-term view, think of, you know, 20, 25 years, and hopefully make some decisions to pay down your home loan and build up that buffer.
Yeah, interesting. Mm. What about from the, I know it's not probably what we're going to talk about, but I was just thinking about the other end of the scale, thinking about retirees. Who are probably, are you getting emails and going, yoo-hoo, this is great? I mean, it's such an interesting situation, isn't it?
Well,
as the interest rates go up.
Yeah, but for retire, correct, because, you know, they can expect some interest in their bank accounts, in their savings accounts. And I think that would probably help a lot of those who have dabbled into shares and other types of assets seeking for that yield.
Mm.
It's perhaps time to, scale that back. And go for the more traditional, you know, term deposits.
So things like Bitcoin and all that crypto stuff. I'm only joking.
I did want to give some, you know, strategies and some pointers before we end, maybe after the break.
Yeah, we'll take a break. We'll come back and chat some more. 98.5 weekdays with Mike Elson goes with me. We've been chatting about interest rate rises and some of the strategies. I mean, just thinking about this, Elson. I mean, as your expenses go up, maybe reduce your outgoings. Maybe you could cut back on a few things.
That's a very good strategy.
You cut back a couple of coffees. I mean, seriously.
Yeah.
You know, like it adds up, right?
It does. And I think people should have, in their view, the long road ahead.
Okay.
So from the peak till now, it's been about 40 years.
Mm,
so
okay.
50 years to get from the peak of interest rates now to right at the bottom.
Yeah.
So interest rates is going to rise, and it could be another 40 years before it hits the peak again.
Interesting.
It is a long road ahead.
We can always check with those very smart economists.
So, and I think one of the best way that you can approach this is right now, if you can, put in a little bit extra. And if you feel that you can't, right, if you feel like you don't have the discipline, call up your bank and say, can I increase my mortgage repayments? I'm sure they'll be happy to make the arrangement.
And that can happen quickly.
Correct.
So even a little bit, when you say, what would be a small amount, for example?
So
even if people struggled, would even $10, $20 make a difference?
Well, for sure, if every fortnight you increase it by $20 to $50, I don't think you would feel it as much as if you at the end, I have to do this big arrangement. I'm really stuck.
Yeah.
So have that in view of putting a little bit more extra. I think that really helps consolidating your debt. I think some of us I'm seeing that people are having, you know, your credit card debt, your car loans, of those things, you know, consolidate them.
So that's a good thing to do.
Correct.
If you've got multiple loans, bring them all into one.
Correct.
Okay.
And if you don't have a offset account, please go and, you know, find a loan that does, because it really helps. An offset account does really help. It reduces your interest for the long term.
So just on that, the amount of money sitting in an offset account, so how does that relate to the home loan?
So your the bank account at which your pay goes into,
yeah,
okay, that is used to offset the your loan balance.
Right.
So say, for example, if you've got 100,000 in your offset account, mm-hmm. Very good to have. And if you've got,
that would be nice.
And if you've got 100,000 in your loan balance,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
You would pay no interest, even though you are still making repayments, but right. The repayments are actually paying down your principal.
No interest.
Correct. So you've got a lot of buffer there. So if anything happens, you can still call the bank and say, hey, I've built up a buffer. I'm ahead in my repayments.
Yep.
Perhaps can you do a pause or can you make some form of arrangements where I can pay a bit less? So you've got options.
Okay. Is there any room for compassion?
Oh, for sure.
In these really difficult times?
If you have got, in any point, you get stuck, please call up the bank. You know, and yeah. I think a lot of people feel, they don't feel comfortable in contacting the bank, but that's what they're there for. Yeah. You know, call the banker, call up your broker. You know.
Broker's working for you.
Yes, correct. And then ask, you know, sit down and have a chat with someone.
Finally, if you're fair way through, maybe say you're halfway through your loan, right? Over 30 years, and then you hit a few challenges financially. Can you then adjust the duration? Could you potentially extend that loan out further?
Or? If you are ahead, you can.
If
okay. But banks are very reluctant
to stretch it any further.
Correct, because at some point you'll probably hit retirement age.
Oh, of course. Okay. So yeah. there is a
limit.
It's a limit.
Yeah.
Okay.
But they do work with you if you cannot pay to do things like pausing your repayments for a short yeah. period of time or making some other arrangements. So the banks are well equipped for that.
Yeah, it's good. Elson, we are out of time. We could keep chatting. Really appreciate you coming in today. Great topic. As I'm sure there'll be another move, perhaps, of interest rates by the time we see you again.
We might ask the economist.
Well, can we maybe? I'd love to talk to an economist. That could be an interesting conversation. Good on you, Elson. Thanks for coming in today. Appreciate your time.
For more details on this and other programs, contact 98.5 Sunshine FM, Perth, Western Australia, or visit the website 98five.com.